She's attached to the path and go over his shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, well, just to keep his path
up. That's suspenders.
Okay.
Those are suspenders. I was told that he's attached to one of the suspenders.
Do you ever call it anything else, like braces or galluses?
Yeah, he's calling galluses back in my days.
Okay, and this is something that you'd wear, well, you'd carry outside if it was raining to keep your...
An umbrella.
Okay. And something that after you make up the bed, something you'd put over the bed just to make it look good.
After bed?
Yeah, after you make up the bed.
There's spread.
Okay. Then the thing at the top of the bed that you put your head on.
And pillow.
Okay, what if it's a really a large pillow? Like as large as two pillows or something. Goes.
What do you call it? Never gotten there. I'd have them, but I don't think I would bowl them.
What was that thing like?
Never gotten it in. The large two pillows.
Okay. So it went, you'd say, it goes...
Thank you.
Would you say it goes clear across the bed, or clean across the bed, plumb across the bed?
And do you spray it?
Okay. This is something that women used to make. It covers the bed. You can wash it.
And quilt.
Okay. And a bed on the floor.
Your pallet.
Okay. And the woman likes to put on makeup and everything, fix herself up and all, and you know, enjoys going, so she'll look good and everything. You'd say she likes to do what?
Go away.
I mean, would you say she likes to dyke up or doll up or primp up, or what word would you use?
I like to primp.
Okay, would you say that about a man?
What go man, go for the lady too.
Okay. Okay, land that's rich and good for growing things. You'd say that's...
Good soil.
Okay. Use another word besides good.
Rich soil.
Okay, would you say
I don't understand.
Did you say fertile soil?
Do it.
Use the word fertile.
Can't hear you.
He didn't understand you, Bert.
Would you use the word